Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's right. The Drive is live. We're at Morton Ranch out here and Big City Wings. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We got gift prizes for you as well. Where is that raffle box at? I know that raffle box is somewhere set up. We'll get that set up somewhere. Oh, the raffle box right here at the table. We'll get that out where it's viewable, but you have a chance to win a $50 gift card to where?
Academy Sports and Outdoors.
That's right.
And if you're from around these parts and you don't know what Academy Sports and Outdoors is, shame on your parents. Shame on your folks.
Wow.
Academy Sports and Outdoors around every corner nowadays. And I'm telling you, for whatever, if you just got a little spare time, stop at Academy Sports and Outdoors. There's something inside that them walls that you need. There's something that your kids need. There's something that you got to, maybe you got a birthday coming up. You can't go wrong at Academy Sports and Outdoors. And guess what? You always going to get them prices that you love.
There you go. So your chance to win a $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All you got to do, if you're in the building, all you got to do is sign your name and put it in our raffle box. If you are on the way, make sure you do that as well. Your chance to win that.
The QR code is here.
That's right.
The QR code.
Right outside, as soon as you walk in.
The QR code is in the building. Look, I don't want to force it on folks, but there's a QR code in the building that you have to scan in order to register for the Ultimate Tailgate Prize Pack, which
That's
is,
right.
again, brought to you and sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors. What that is a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. A $1,000 gift card. That's $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And a pair of tickets to our suite, actually. Our suite. That's Sports Radio 60 and actually Odyssey. We like to claim it on, especially on big days like Sunday and damn sure Christmas Day.
That's ours.
The Christmas Day game. Two tickets to the suite. You can hang out with Ron and me and all the Sports Radio 610 guys. Or, you know what, you can tell us all to go to hell. Our sales staff is a lot cooler than us. Our management's a lot cooler than us. And so, there it is. $1,000
That's the Ravens game.
Sports and Outdoors. Is that Ravens?
That's the Ravens game.
One of the best games on the schedule?
That's the one right there. So, you got your chance. QR code, as soon as you walk in the building, you can't miss it. If you do... Well, I'm sorry. It's big as hell. You've got to be Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder to miss... That bad boy. So join and take advantage of all of those out there. All right, a lot to get to on this Football Friday presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. And Clint, I want to get us some of this news across right here in the injury front, and we're really going to be paying attention to the injury report, the official injury report when that comes out, if anybody is out, if not. But what we have thus far, Clint, we know that Dalton Schultz and MJ Stewart haven't practiced all week. The word on MJ Stewart, I still believe he has not practiced, but Clint, Dalton Schultz did return to practice today. So that is a good sign. I don't think it still means he's out of the woods, Clint. He did not practice Wednesday and Thursday, but I think it is a better sign that he could give it a go on Sunday night because he did practice today. Sidelined, however, is center Juice Scruggs and backup running back Damian Pierce. Juice Scruggs has the groin issue. He did not practice yesterday, and he is not practicing today either. And then backup running back Damian Pierce out with the hamstring right now. By the way, with the Scruggs thing, the groin injury is not regarded as serious or long-term. This would feel completely different if this were the Houston Astros saying this, but it is not, so we'll take it at their word. But the status for the Bears game is still to be determined. If he can't go, Jarrett Patterson would be in line to step in, that courtesy of Aaron Wilson. But those are the big reports right now coming from the Texans. No practicing from Juice Scruggs and Damian Pierce, MJ Stewart, but Dalton Schultz does return to practice. The one that jumps out the most to me is the center, Juice Scruggs, especially how he played last week. And if he's unable to go, that's a difference, and that's a big change. And, hell, you spoke a lot yesterday about the potential interior of this offense. Can they still do what they did last week in the run game?
Yeah, I mean, that's the deal. Can you run it this week the same way you did it last week? Is and not necessarily to the tune of a 160 or even 213 overall, but effectively and physically and violently the way you did last week. And I think a big part of that is the offensive line being whole, and a big part of that physicality and bringing that play in, play out is all three of the interior guys. Shaq Mason, Kenyon Green proved to be cut from that cloth, and then Juice Scruggs is obviously cut from that cloth. So this report is about Juice Scruggs, and it's you're just not going to be the same offensive line without Juice Scruggs. So that's you know, take that for what it's worth. We'll see what exactly that means, but that Patterson is not on the same level as Juice Scruggs. Can he get it done? Sure. Can Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud get it done without, you know, the offensive line being whole? Absolutely. We've seen them do it before. But when it's all said and done, you're going to miss Juice Scruggs. When you get interior offensive linemen that are playing the way those two guys, really all three of those guys played last week, and all of a sudden you pluck one of them out of the starting lineup, you are going to miss that guy without a doubt. I don't care who the opponent is. I don't know if he's out or not. But have you ever pulled a groin?
No, I have not.
Hey, I was 11 years old. 11 years old, man.
You pulled it?
Aunt Cheryl, Uncle Allen at their pool. I'm up on the slide, Ron. The slide starts, kind of goes to, like parallel with the pool, and then turned and went into the pool. And we thought it was a good idea to get on top of this slide and jump into the pool. You didn't have to jump very far. You had to give me 2-3 foot to clear the deal there. I go to jump. My feet slip. I must have landed in some kind of frogger position. On the concrete, face down, frogger position. And somehow, some way, I pulled both my groins. Both groins. You know what your groins are attached to?
Yes.
Yep. Both groins pulled, 11 years old, and your boy was immobile for a few days.
I was about to say, could you have played a football game?
Well, it was baseball season.
Groin was pretty beat up in there.
Hey, Big Arm was hot. It was All-Star week. I told you, it was that run at Pelly Park where I was the only white guy on the All-Star team. And, man.
They'd take your ass to the doctor and stuff.
Hey, yeah. Big Arm, I couldn't pitch. I couldn't hit. I couldn't run for at least a week. Big Arn was hot for a week.
I bet he was. He was living.
It was his sister's house that I was at.
He was living through you.
R.I.P. Aunt Cheryl, Uncle Allen. Love y'all. Miss y'all. But that damn slide got me.
I got you. I'm telling you. Pulled your groin. Hopefully.
I couldn't imagine getting in a center stance and snapping the ball on my groin.
Over and over
again. If I had that sucker pulled. So, good luck, Big Juice.
Yeah, we'll see. He has not practiced the last 2 days, so that is not a good sign. Again, when the official injury report comes out, we'll see if we know more on that there. Juice Scruggs, that's the one that really jumps out. A little news here fellas, and we'll be out there. Tyler, I'm sure, will be out there. The Houston Texans have just announced that they are scheduled to have the roof open.
Wow,
for the game.
Dude.
They're scheduling to have the roof open for the game, and that helps because they got a large panel out in the middle of that bad boy anyway, so now everybody will have the same air and or heat that's rolling in there. So
drop that top, baby. I love it.
Drop the top. There you go. Roof is open. This, I've never seen a game, I don't believe, at NRG with the roof open since I've been here. I don't remember it. But it will be open for the fans out there on Sunday. So there you go. Enjoy that. There you go.
I'm looking forward to it.
Sunday night with the roof open.
That was
stars.
Ron, that was one of the when I got into radio business, that roof, whether it was open or not and why it wasn't open, that was a huge topic of conversation in the media, and I never understood it. I mean, they were passionate, bro.
No.
Yeah. Passionate about it. What
I think I get passionate. When I see 70-something and they don't do it with the Astros, it annoys me.
Well, yeah, I mean a little annoyance, but we're going to fill up 15 minutes worth? We're going to make a segment about the damn the roof being open or not? No, I ain't got it, man. It's good. Point is it's good right now to have a football team and really a baseball team where we don't need to fill a lot of airtime with whether the roof is open or not. But good to open air. Going to be fun.
Yeah, there it is. Should be fun. Adding to this thing, Sunday night, they're gonna make a thing. Hey, Tyler, let me. Do you have CJ earlier this week? CJ Stroud earlier this week. He had a little nice message to the fan base. A little nice message to the fan base as now the roof is open. He expressed this earlier this week, and I think this is maybe the second or third time since he's been here I've heard him say that. Here was CJ Stroud to the fans earlier this week.
I'm always going to be myself. I really don't get into the hoopla and away crowd, home crowd. I really don't mind. I just try to execute, do my game, do what I need to do at a high level. I love our crowd. You know, they do a good job of bringing juice and energy. I hope since it's a night game, people come a little earlier. maybe because of the Houston traffic, people come a little late. But and then on offense, like, they could be quiet a little more. That would help. Especially when we're going fast, like, it'd be hard for the guys to hear me. So I think we can be a little better with that. But, hey, we love the energy.
There it is. There's CJ Stroud.
Nice little soft message.
That was nice.
Nice little soft message. I got a feeling old blonde Ron got a little something else for folks out there.
Yeah, listen, this one goes out to many of you out there. And listen, if you are not one of these people that CJ is talking about, and Tank said something about it earlier too, if you're not one of these people, then this isn't directed to you. But damn it, it is too many of you all because we see it every week. Guys, Tyler, I want you to turn this music off because I want them to really be able to hear me. Now, listen, maybe this is going to be tough for you to have this coming from, as you all sometimes call me, an outsider, even though I've been here 4.5 years and I've continued to pay my taxes and pay everything here and spend money in this city and have my kids go to school and play sports in this city and eat in this city. And this may be tough for you to hear from me, but you have no more excuses. It is utterly embarrassing and ridiculous that at 12 o'clock when the game starts, it's 40% empty.
Wow, dude.
60% empty. 70% empty. Sorry, Aaron. There are 30% of you all out there.
We don't like that.
Now, then, listen, you've had the excuse, although Clint will tell you, at Arkansas, they ain't always been real good, but they asses is at Frank Borrell Stadium on time. Tyler knows he's set through some 5-7 seasons. It's seasons where A&M wasn't playing the way they were, but their asses were there on time at Kyle Field.
Wow.
But that excuse is gone. Last year, I'm just going to be completely honest, multiple times in that stadium, it was ridiculous and it was embarrassing. Not only were you not there on time, like CJ just said, but there were many times where the Denver Bronco fans out-cheered you, out-sounded you. The Steelers were louder than you were. The Browns, 2 years in a row, were louder than you were. It's got to stop now. There is no complaint about what's on the field because you have a Super Bowl contender. They just came off of winning their first game on the road. They're 1-0. Get your ass out there on time. The tailgating thing is stupid if you can't get in there on time. And trust, you ain't the only place that tailgates around the country and doesn't get in the stadium on time. Those two places I just named, in Little Rock and in Fayetteville and in College Station, they tailgate too, but they find their ass to walk into the stadium on time. You got all damn day. The game starts at 7:20. 7:20. It does not mean at 7:20 you still sit at your damn tailgate and you keep drinking and you don't go in the game. As soon as they come out and do the entrances, as soon as CJ in the offense and they say his name, your ass needs to be in the stadium. They should be on NBC panning around the whiteout and seeing everybody. And it shouldn't see any damn Navy and Orange Bears fans. It should be Texans fans and all white. It is embarrassing. It is ridiculous. And yes, where I come from, I have never seen it like that in my life.
Let's get it on, baby.
You're a passionate sports fan. Show it. Don't be embarrassing on national TV on NBC. I'm just saying. Now, I know it may be hard for you to hear it from me, and I know you're going to tell me to go back and move to Kansas City and go back. No, I live my ass here. Why don't you stop using that energy and get your ass up and go to the game on time? And don't just do it tonight or Sunday night when there's a 12 o'clock game. At 11:30, start walking your asses to the stadium. Get in the damn game. Your tailgate ain't that fun. I'm sorry. Get in the game.
I've had it.
I will step out. I've held this all offseason. I was not going to say it until this game. I was not going to say it. I don't care. Get your damn white on, get your new jersey, whatever, and get in the stadium. The game starts at 7:20. You ain't that late. You ain't doing that much.
And here's your deal, Ron. If that, well done, well done, well done, ladies and gentlemen, standing ovation here at Big City Wink.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, here's the deal. If that hurts your feelings, and in your mind at any point in time you thought, oh, this old boy from Kansas City, or oh, this or that, you're exactly who he's talking to. You're exactly who needed to hear that message. Ron just said it, figure it out, man. Well done. Well done, partner. Well done. I don't know that I've had a prouder moment. I think we've been dating for damn near 5 years. I don't know that I've had a prouder moment.
Hey, I went through. I went to the playoff game. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough. Listen, I know there are passionate fans here. We'll see them out here at Big City Wings. Please come on out right now. We'll see them out there at Big City Wings. We'll see you out at the game. I've walked. I know it's passionate people. We were out there, and this is another thing. This is like the Texas. See, I didn't get up. This is like the.
I got to sit down.
I'm sorry. I got to sit down with the camera angle. There's another thing. See, when you show me that you can do it, it pisses me off. Because I went down there to Canton. There was no fan base. No fan base at the Hall of Fame. More louder. I know that's not a louder, more boisterous. There was nobody. The Bears, the Texans, I was there. They were louder than anybody.
Yes!
Y'all drove and took over the only living bar in Canton, Ohio.
Wow.
Jerseys. Still made me pay 33% of my tab, and I'm still not over there. But yes, you showed up and took over a bar. It was like 300 deep. I've seen it now. I know what you're capable of. Don't you sit out there at that tailgate and it's 7:45 and you still sitting out there. Don't do it. You got all damn day long. You can take your ass to church. You can take your ass to afternoon service if you have it. You can do all of that. All of that. It'll be over. Get your ass in the stadium.
That Big Nick energy.
You show me now. You show me now what you could do. You took over the entire Hall of Fame. Take over your own stadium.
Well done.
Sorry,
I think you need to go to both services on Sunday after that language.
That may have been one of my favorite moments in the entirety of the drive with Sterner and Huber. That was effing beautiful, bro.
No doubt. Cut that thing and send it over to Greg Grissom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming for you, Ginger.
Hey, Greg loves you right now. Greg has never thought more highly of Ron Hughley. There ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah. Listen, this is on you. You're a passionate fan base. Show it. Show it.
Yes!
Do you think? Glenn, I'm sorry. I know you wanted to get to something.
No, don't be sorry. No, don't be sorry. That's a moment right there.
We'll have to get to it, but
we got plenty of time. We're here for 4 hours, baby. I need some more of that juice.
I'm gonna be in there, when I take my seat at that damn press box, I hope to see something completely different.
I got faith. I imagine you will, man. Prime time football Sunday night. Come on.
Thanks,
listen,
guys. Appreciate
I don't know
it.
What else. I don't know what else. CJ, D'Amico, Nick, they went out, spent money. They went out, and put a team. I don't know what else. I could see. I could see sometimes. Hey, man, they ain't give you nothing to watch. You had that televangelist running things. I get that, but no, not now. No, it's time to show out every week, and it has to start with the first one.
Ron, right. Ron, one of the most passionate sports fans from the city, Pastor Get Down Dini. You met him, my boy, Mike Ruiz. Wow.
T-shirt guy.
That was awesome by Ron.
I need a new shirt then, man.
Hey, hey. Well, it's his brother. John's the one doing a T-shirt, but Mike can get you one too now. Hey, look here. After that right there, I imagine you can get plenty of shirts.
All right. Coming up, the importance of what we saw last week that took this game and potentially this team to the next level. We'll hear from the offensive coordinator, Bob Slowick, coming up next.
Live from Big City Wings in Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. As we are live here, make your way on out here. We are here until 6 o'clock, the Morton Ranch location here. Come enjoy yourself. Have a good time have some good drinks. This bartender over here, I can see it already in his eyes. He is out here trying to make people have a good time on a Friday. And you can win something.
You know how you can have a good time on a Friday?
How can you have
you
a good time?
You get started early. Come on out, baby.
Get started early. Yeah,
Big City Wings, Morton Ranch. All you got to do is hit that 99 North. Is that North? 99?
Yep, that's North.
North. That's right. I-10, yep. 99 North.
Unless, of course, you're coming the other way.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess we are on the south side. I went north, but the Big City Wings is on the south side. Yeah.
But, get on out here. And, again, as we said earlier, you have a chance to win a $50 gift card at Academy Sports and Outdoors. And, yes, that can go a long way because I know my wife was in Academy Sports and Outdoors the other day because we got baseball and started. Somebody had to go get a belt and some socks.
Hey. Rondo woke up and little Nicholas's toes were all crunched up in them cleats, and they said, "Oh, we can't do it. We got to get some bigger cleats."
Lauren couldn't make it to her softball evaluation. She couldn't get them shoes on. We had to make an emergency trip to Academy Sports.
Hey, Big Earn would have cut the toes out. Hey, let's just go for get it.
You ain't playing a full game.
We'll go this weekend.
You ain't playing a full game. just evaluation. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, but come on out. All right.
That you can also show up here and register for that Ultimate Tailgate prize pack from Academy Sports and Outdoors, which is a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as a pair of tickets in the second largest suite at NRG Stadium for the Christmas Day game against the Baltimore Ravens. You got to be here to register. QR codes, there's a big one out front. I believe there's a couple floating around the place. But be here to register. And never
the
know,
man.
You might be
the
lucky one that can win that. You come hang out with the Sports Radio 610 crew and the Odyssey crew on Christmas Day, Christmas afternoon.
All right. Bobby Slowick spoke yesterday to the media.
Did he?
He spoke about the run game. That was the number one thing that really jumped out from that game on Sunday against the Colts. They dominated in the run game. He talked about the importance of that.
Yeah, I mean, like I've talked about before, like the run game really kind of sets the table. It allows us play pass, keepers. When we go drop back, you know, you get a lot of loaded boxes when they start to get worried about it. And you can put them in a bind if they want to keep playing shell and split safety stuff. So it just helps empower us to do whatever we feel we need to do to win the game. In particular, like I think what's really underrated about running the ball is you gain a power position with controlling the clock. You know, I felt like we had multiple drives. We were on the field for what felt like 5+ minutes, you know, and for an offense, it's really gratifying because, I mean, you want to be on the field. That's when it's fun. And for the defense, obviously, you know, when they're on the sideline, that gives them a little juice. That gives them a little energy, especially when they see the O-line blocking the way they were, the tight ends blocking the way they were, and Joe running it how he was.
There it is. He talked about it, and yeah, we saw it. I mean, you broke the back of the Colts defense, and really held their offense could never get the ball because you ran it so.
Hey, man, that Bobby Slowick, he's got football horny just oozing off of him, man. I mean, every time the guy speaks, there's two or three different pieces of audio that just
I mean, just answered this one also, but
Bobby, that's the best answer you may have ever given. The reason we want to bring that to you is because, like, I don't want to just gloss over week one of like, yeah, that was a good job running the football. The power behind what they were able to do, the significance behind what they were able to do week one, if that can carry over into multiple games this season, is absolute game-changing, season-changing. It is specifically why when I walked in Monday morning, really when we did the post-game Sunday evening, that I said, I'm ready.
I love Joe Mixon.
Yes, I do. The Texans are absolutely a Super Bowl contender. Now, they've got to do what they did Sunday against the Colts versus a really good front. They've got to do that moving forward. But if you can do that, along with what C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, and now Diggs are capable of doing in the pass game, you are absolutely capable of winning the entire thing in the NFL. What we watch from a run game perspective is so damn powerful that it's a season changer, and it takes this team and places it, to me, in a whole nother echelon, if you will, of NFL teams, which is with the highest.
That's going to be the – can they keep doing it? And when I say keep doing it, not to the tune of, you know, almost 200 yards rushing, but can they keep doing it? Like, even little small things, the most impressive thing of it all was Clint – the Colts knew what they had to do. They had to stop them. Fourth quarter down the stretch. We got to stop them. We know they're going to run. Maybe that third 11 they might throw. But all the other downs, we know they're going to run. Know they have to. Got to run. We know they got to do it. You know we're going to run it. We know we're going to run it. Hell, we could tell you we're going to run it. And they couldn't stop them. Like that to me, if you can just have consistency doing that.
Yep.
Not necessarily because, I mean, listen, you got CJ – And you got those weapons. I mean, that ball's going to be in their hands a lot. But can you buckle down and run the football when you have to run the football? And them showing that they can show that level of consistency at all, that's a game changer.
That's what you're talking about, Ron, is situationally running the football, not just – you know, being complimentary to a great pass game.
I'd have took that. No,
that's all we were asking for. That's all we were asking for was that, right? But that's like you're talking about running the football in situations, but red zone, right? Third down, fourth down, and short. Obviously, short yardage. Now you're talking about 4-minute offense late in the game, and you're able to end up putting a knee in it because you go get a couple of first downs running the rock. They chew up all their timeouts, and the game's over. Right, so when you can run the football situationally instead of just in a complementary fashion, the situation dictates, let's run the football, let's end the game, let's run the football, let's score points, let's run the football to keep drives alive. When you can do that in situation to situation, you are one of the elite run teams in this league. Now, it was 1 week. I don't want to get out over my skis with the Texans. It was 1 week, but the fact that it was running back as well as offensive line, tight end, wide receiver oriented run game is very, very convincing. Damn it, they better keep this thing going this week.
And now Sunday is going to be a good test to see how the Bears react to what they did in week one, because the run game does nothing but help C.J. Stroud. And if the Bears react in a certain way and play it different, because I got to believe the Bears coming into it thinking themselves, all right, well, hell, we can't let Joe Mixon do that again.
Well, the difference is going to be this. The Texans and C.J. Stroud and company, they forced the Indianapolis Colts into running defenses that aren't necessarily Gus Bradley's calling card, right? They were running a shell coverage, which means two on the roof. Gus Bradley is a middle closed all day, every day, twice on Sunday. Because of the fear of C.J. Stroud, he pushed them into doing something that they're not comfortable doing, getting outside of his identity, right, because of what C.J. Stroud was able to do last year. It backfired on him. Now you look at what Matt Eberflus, the head coach, defensive-minded head coach of the Bears, is going to do. He ain't changing. Matt Eberflus is one of the better defensive coordinators in the game. You're going to get a quarter's look. You're going to get a corner. You're going to get two corners that are about 5-6 yards off. You're going to get two safeties that are split, right, but they're a little bit shallower than two safeties. You're going to get that pre-snap every look. They're going to disguise some and move out of it, but they're very confident in what they do. So it's a different animal. It's a different hill to climb this week versus the Bears who know exactly who they are, but it's still very, very convincing what the Texans did last week. I'm riding with the run game.
All right, maybe the arguably the number one X factor coming into this game on Sunday between the Colts. I'm sorry, between the Texans and the Bears. Maybe the number one X factor. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here, back at it here. Big City Wings, Katy, Morton Ranch location. Come on out, have a good time. I already see somebody in an icy white Texans jersey. Hopefully you wearing that to the game in the old whiteout, as they're going to be in white tops, white bottoms. So it should be a fun one out there Sunday, a Football Friday here at Big City Wings. Come on out and hang out with us. A lot to get to. All right, Clint.
Ryan, can we talk about them icy whites real quick?
We can. We can. And so I said, I told you, we talked to Titus yesterday, and I have some real expectations on what kind of shoe combination he's going to put together with that, because you can ruin it.
Shoes are important.
Sidewind-ass tennis shoes.
Shoes are important, man. Look, Hey, the Texans in the NFL have done it all for you. All you've got to do is decide on the shoes. That's it. It's all you got to do is decide on the shoes. All right? It's white shoes. Ron, it's white shoes. Period.
I think it's just, to me, some red ones could be clean.
Red, you can get away with red.
That's the only. Just not black.
We're not going black. We're not going dark blue. We're not. We're doing
white or red. I think.
Yeah. It is. If you want to look fast, go white. If you want to take a little bit of a risk and stand out a little bit, go red. I agree with you. Red can go.
Red will be cold.
But yeah. you gotta pick the right shoes, man. This isn't. I want to wear my J's, and the J's happen to be black and white ones.
Get you some white ones.
No, man.
Some red ones.
It's got to be all white.
Yeah, girl.
All red, nothing else. You should be fined if you wear something other than white or red shoes this weekend.
Fine.
You should be fine. You're screwing up the jersey. You're screwing up the whole thing.
You got a price? Like a fine?
We'll hit them light. I mean, for them, light. We'll hit them for 5 G's. I mean, at least 2,500, if not 5 G's.
You'd be standing at the door with a.
I'm going to say nothing. You want my? Yep.
Got him.
Tank deal.
And then had that. Just had that come out on Tuesday, huh?
Who did? I put it to you this way. I bet you Laramie Tunsil ain't wearing no bull job shoes.
And Titus Howard either, who we talked to yesterday. He made it seem like he was going to be aggressive with it. What are the coaching staff? I think the coaching staff need to be in all white. I know maybe they probably want to have a different color so you can see them. But I think they should be in all white, too.
I tell you,
or maybe all red. If they were in all red, the coaching staff just.
I tell you what, the.
I want our blood brothers to get excited. So look.
Now they're going to be in all white. They better be in all white.
Not the coaching staff.
Oh, absolutely.
The coaching staff, they want to look different so you can see them on the side.
I think you go all white. I think
Mommy.
Now there may be one or two coaches, like the coordinators, that need to be seen, sure. But the overall, like the support staff and everybody, you're all white. It's that easy. And you got white. Probably J's or Air Force Ones. One of the two. That's your two choices on the sideline. The training staff.
Yeah, I agree with the shoes got to be right for
you. Well, the training staff that's got to run out there and help somebody that's injured. Now, you can put on a more athletic shoe that's actually built to run, and you can put that on, but it needs to be
some
all
hookas.
White as well.
Put
now,
two of some hookas, the comfortable ones.
I'm going to tell you, D'Amico's got those blue with the red swoosh, with the white sole, with the white laces. J's, them are clean now.
Yeah!
The white laced on the dark shoe with the white sole, that combination is hard to beat. So if he wears that with white on white, I can ride with it. Just him, not the players, just him.
All right. Well, speaking of just him, D'Amico, he and his defense, to me, there should be a high level of expectation from them this week. To me, I expect a dominant performance from this defense, because not just based off what we saw last week with the Bears, and they won the game, but it sure as hell wasn't because of their offense. They had three field goals and a 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't score a touchdown all game long. They didn't crack 100 rushing or passing. They had 148 total yards of offense. Just awful. And when you bring in D'Amico and this defense and the parts they have, especially Clint, you know the defense is probably coming off of that game feeling like they maybe didn't hold up their end in the last game. They may have stopped the run, but they gave up way too many big plays. 27 points. I bet you they feel like they could have done a lot better. I expect a big performance from the defense.
Well, he's got to be D'Amico. D'Amico Ryans has to be the X factor in this game. I think, look, I always talk about the polos on the sideline being an advantage, and the Texans have that. They are an advantage week in, week out. There's no doubt about it. Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans, they changed the game with their ability to game plan, to play design, to tilt their plan towards their players' strengths and away from their players' weaknesses. There's no doubt about that. They are impact players. They are an advantage. This week, D'Amico has to be the X factor. You're playing against a rookie quarterback that last week showed the tendencies to do what rookies typically do. Not what C.J. Stroud did last year, what rookies typically do, which is hold the football, run around, take 17-yard losses on screen plays, not make the right decision, be overwhelmed. Caleb Williams is a great quarterback. He is going to be really good this year. It just doesn't need to be this week against the Texans. When you've got D'Amico Ryans, from a disguising defense perspective, whether you're disguising a coverage or you're disguising a pressure, D'Amico Ryans has to be the X factor this week and keep Caleb Williams from getting in a rhythm. Whether that means confusing mentally by mixing up the coverages and disguising coverages, or you disguise the pressure and you're constantly around his feet, you're hitting him, whether he's got the football or not, there's contact on the quarterback, and so you end up rattling him at some point in the game. Regardless of how you do it, D'Amico Ryans schematically needs to be the X factor this game. This is a game where Daniil Hunter could absolutely go off the way that Caleb Williams holds the football. That's yes. Fine. But I'm talking about scheming things up constantly and make it to a point where Caleb Williams at halftime in this football game is mentally and physically exhausted.
Clint, you got an offensive line that struggled in every facet last week.
Yeah.
And they have struggled for a couple of years. Now, these guys have gotten better. They've got young tackles that have gotten better. But they've struggled. They struggled multiple possessions last week, almost all of them against that defensive line. And then you put D'Amico Ryans, who I believe is a top five defensive mind in the game, against a coordinator and a young quarterback just getting it together, right? Like very similar to McDonald last year going up against CJ for the first time, CJ and Bobby Slowick for the first time. It just didn't go smooth. Hell, either time they played, especially the first game of the year. And there should be confusion. There should be ability. And the parts that he has, he should be able to do it. And we'll see what happens now. And their injury report we'll give here in a little bit, but they've got some guys that are at least not 100% if they do play. It should be a real dominant, like you said, halftime. They're like, what the hell? What the hell are we doing? What is going on? So,
well, the key is going to be stopping that inside run. The difference between, and I'm just thinking, you know, 30,000 foot view, the difference between the Titans and the Texans is there's a guy named Simmons over there and there's a guy named Sweat over there.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Texans ain't got neither one of them cats, right? And so you're not going to be able to...
They do have two on the edges.
That's what I'm going with. But you're not going to be able to overwhelm an offensive line physically the same way that the Titans were able to overwhelm the offensive line physically. You can still overwhelm them, but it's going to look different. It's going to feel different because it's going to come off the edges more so than with bigger-bodied players like Sweat and Simmons. And so that's really the difference is D'Amico Ryans has to do it, I think, a little bit more schematically instead of depending on that big presence in the middle to stop that run or that big presence in the middle that's going to collapse the pocket. It's just not going to happen, right, because you don't have those guys. Can you penetrate and get a sack? Sure, from time to time, but you don't have the ability from the inside to literally collapse a pocket. And so that's one reason, Ron, why I look at it and think, hey, man, D'Amico schematically has got to be a game changer this week. Again, in coverage and with the pressures, because it's just not going to be – it's not going to be line up and let your guys just beat their guys, I don't think, very often. You're right. Off the edges, sure. Will Anderson and
there could be problems the way that Sweat and Simmons
were. Yeah, they could be. Yeah, well, I mean, and you hope that's the case. But I think it's going to look a little bit different. And I think I'm going to lean a little bit more into D'Amico schematically. I think Jalen Petrie, playing a lot of football in the backfield is going to be key, whether he's getting tackles for loss on run plays or he's sacking the quarterback. I think that's going to be key. Obviously, Daniil and Will coming off the edges is going to be huge. And then you look at some of the exotic blitzes that you could have, a corner blitz here or there, bringing a safety down and just bringing an all-out blitz and playing zero behind it. I think there's a chance to see some of that, this, at least showing it. Maybe they don't pull the trigger when the ball snap, but at least show that to Caleb Williams to try to get him out of his comfort zone.
Just some quick numbers, Tyler. Bears offense, week one, they were responsible for 11 points, total yards 148, 84 rushing yards, 64 passing yards, 2 for 13 on third down, 3 fumbles. They lost one. He was sacked 3 times and hit many other times. So that's why, to me, it feels like there should be a dominating performance. But now I will say this, and we witnessed it last year. That was the first time all of those parts have played in a game together. So it is not far-fetched to think that they could be a different group coming in week two. Like, there could be a different it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to play like this.
Oh,
there could be a different group. We saw with CJ and Bobby Slowick, the second week, really the second half against the Colts after they lost and, yeah. and looked the way they did against the Ravens. They felt and knew better, right? I think it was at that point they said, well, hell, we got to throw this thing.
Yeah.
Like, we can't be a run first thing. We got to throw this thing. And they looked better the next week. So I don't necessarily believe they're going to be this bad coming up on Sunday just because they were this bad.
Be significantly better because of what happened week one. I mean, the most powerful thing about what happened with the Bears week one, Ron, is that they won playing awful football. Yeah. At least offensively, right? I mean, they just not doing things, not producing, there's so many mistakes that were just silly mistakes throughout. When you win a game like that, you take a deep breath, you go, man, we got lucky. Now let's go to work and get better. I mean, that's the fact that they won is a little bit scary. You'd almost rather a team like that lose and then get their dobber down and you just beat the brakes out of them. The fact that they won is a positive for the Bears.
All those stats I listed off, that one's hard to take with Swift in the backfield and Gerald Everett and Cole Kmet and Roma Duse and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
They got some dudes now.
That one's hard to think 148 total yards and with the talent of Caleb Williams. So that one's hard to look at. All right, coming up, we'll fill you in on both the Texans and the Bears injury report. Some important names on there and one starter that could be in trouble and it may not be the one you're thinking of. Also, Thursday night football, that was a lot last night. Clint was dead right on that, but there was a bigger story there, and we'll get you ready for the Astros and the Angels tonight. All of that as we continue live from Big City Wings here in Katy on a beautiful, beautiful Football Friday.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.